get right to it, right at the beginning of the chapter. We're just going to start. And so if you want to follow along, I encourage you to keep your Bibles open today. We're going to be spending time on the text. So now for the matters you wrote about, it is good for a man not to have sexual relations with a woman. But since sexual immorality is occurring, each man should have sexual relations with his own wife, and each woman with one husband. The husband should fulfill his marital duty to his wife, and likewise the wife to her husband. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but yields it to her husband in the same way. The husband does not have authority over his own body, but yields it to his wife. Do not deprive each other, except perhaps by mutual consent and for a time, so that you may devote yourselves to prayer. Then come together again, so that Satan will not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. I say this as a confession, not as a command. I wish that all of you were as I am, but each of you has your own gift from God. One has this gift, another has that. So we're going to pause there for a second. There's some important notes we just want to make. As Paul begins to respond to the Corinthian inquiry, we have to remember that his responses are to be understood in light of their current situation. So that being said, there's also a wealth of solid principles here we need to pay attention to. So the first is this statement that is made about how men should not have sex with a woman is correct when understood outside the bounds of biblical marriage. So Paul is actually, it looks like he's quoting part of their message to him. Okay? And now he's going to give understanding to it. So that's part of how we know that this is a response to the Corinthians. And so Pastor Lawrence talked last week about the dangers of sexual sin. And so all of that's already kind of said, so we're not going to dig into that. What we're going to be talking about is how Paul emphasizes a measure of guilt, prevention and protection. Prevention and protection. And so staying single is only good if you can control yourself. Paul is not about to say here that you're older or a better Christian if you're single. So the idea that, single people can maybe become Christians sometimes because they're older, etc., that type of thinking, that is totally not what Paul is saying here. He's not talking about that. In fact, what he's talking about is because of the hardship of the time, and we'll talk more about that in a minute, that staying single could be good, but only if you can control yourself. Going back to what Pastor Lawrence talked about last week with sexual sin, at the expense of that, it is not worth staying single. Okay? So, in other words, those who struggle, get married. And if you don't have a struggle, move on. But there is, sorry. I know. Is this, where's Scott? I was going to do the rolling mic thing. Sorry, that was a discussion we had before. I was going to do a Phil Donahue moment. It doesn't mean all your problems are gone if you're married. But Paul talks about there is a protective and preventative part of the marriage relationship when it comes to intimacy. And so, as married couples, we have to take that mindset. Protection and prevention with one another. This is not meant to be a burdensome instruction. slavery.